USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New Hampshire voters have spoken. The top vote-getters in yesterday's first-in-the-nation primary were Bernie and Mayor Pete.
This victory here is the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
So many of you chose to meet a new era of challenge with a new generation of leadership.
Bernie Sanders edging out Pete Buttigieg by a very slim margin. Senator Amy Klobuchar with a surprising and strong third-place finish. She was followed by Elizabeth Warren and former VP Joe Biden, who left New Hampshire early for South Carolina, which has a primary coming up on February 29th. Before that, Nevada will hold its caucuses. On the Republican side in New Hampshire, President Trump with an easy win. He polled over 80% of the vote, well ahead of Bill Weld. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Businessman Andrew Yang ending his Democratic presidential campaign. Yang spoke to supporters at a rally in New Hampshire late yesterday, saying he's incredibly proud of his campaign, but added it's clear that he's not going to win the Democratic nomination. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the Justice Department should be investigated after all four prosecutors in the Roger Stone case resigned from the case. In a Twitter statement, the California Democrat said President Trump, in her words, engaged in political interference by talking publicly about the sentencing of his longtime associate Stone. DOJ officials have said the recommendation of 7 to 9 years in prison for Stone was extreme and excessive, and Trump then said it was a miscarriage of justice. A Pennsylvania poodle wins the whole kit and caboodle. Siva took home the best in show at the Westminster Kennel Club dog show last night. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The World Health Organization says it hopes to develop a vaccine for the coronavirus within the next 18 months. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus said the vaccine for the virus, which the organization dubbed COVID-19, will take time to develop, and said that countries will have to make do with available resources in the meantime. The global death toll from the virus rose to 1,107, according to health officials in the Chinese province of Hubei. The city of Wuhan is announcing new restrictions on citizens, allowing only one member of a household to make one shopping trip every 3 days, while also quarantining entire buildings in some cases. Beijing also called on countries that have placed a restriction on travel to China in an effort to curb the spread of the virus to restore it to normal relations for the benefit of the global economy. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
U.S. household debt exceeds $14 trillion for the first time ever. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York releasing a report that says Americans increased their borrowing for the 22nd straight quarter as more households took out loans to try to buy homes or refinance their existing mortgages. That report also says total debt for people ages 18 to 29 rose to a new record of a combined over $1 trillion. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.